Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And before you switch over to RTE2 television to catch live action of the golf, stay tuned for Pádraig and Greg with the latest. Morning, Pádraig.
Yes, good morning again, Gavin. We are indeed returning to Strachan in County Kildare. The first players teed off at 7:30 in the opening round of the Irish Open Golf at the K Club. It's always a tournament that excites golf fans across the country. And Greg Allen is ready again to bring us the latest updates.
And the grey skies, pouring from an hour ago, have parted. There's the smell of bacon in the air from the early morning breakfast baps from the big crowds following Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy. We have beautifully sunny, a very autumnal, chilly morning. The heavy rain from yesterday, meaning we have what's called preferred lies on the fairway, where the players are allowed to pick and clean their ball if they hit the fairway, but it's otherwise a beautifully prepared K Club, utterly pristine. Pars on the first few holes for Shane Lowry and Pádraig Harrington, both level after three, but Rory McIlroy has just curled in a big breaking 30-foot putt for birdie on his second hole to move to one under par, and that was after he had a total miss hit off the hosel of the club on the first hole into trees, and he did really well to get up and down from a greenside bunker on the par five there to save par, but all smiles after that long putt for birdie a few moments ago, and he's one under par, just two off the lead. Later on, around 1 p.m. on the course, will be Tom McKibben and also Seamus Power. Power has had an injury-disrupted season. He's struggling to retain his PGA Tour card, but the 38-year-old Waterford man is clear of injuries now, and he's really ready for the challenge this week.
Feeling great now. As it lasts probably 6-8 weeks, I finally feel 100% again, so that's nice. It was a funny year just with injuries, a couple of WDs here and there, but you know, it's feeling great now, so looking forward to having a strong finish to the year.
So you've flown in especially for the Irish Open, and clearly it's a tournament that would really, really, you know, colour your season if you could do well here, possibly even win it. Where do you stand on what's ahead this week?
For me, it's obviously rare enough to have, like, you know, playing in front of home fans and stuff like that, having that aspect and just kind of being home and being around everyone and mean everything to win it, you know. We're talking with an event last night and Shane was talking about his, like, 2009 win, and I remember even watching that, and Pádraig's win as well. Like, there's things to be part of a memory like that would just be incredible. So, you know, that's going to be the goal here starting off tomorrow.
You can take the Waterford man out of Waterford, but no, you can't take the Waterford out of the Waterford man. It's not that often we see you. Clearly, across in America, you've got a job to do to retain your playing status. Exactly what is that? Because you've got some weeks ahead which are very important.
Yeah, I've got another 6 or 7 tournaments before the end of the year, so plenty of opportunities still. Yeah, I'll have to move up in the FedEx still. The goal is going to be, you know, get a win and finish and get in the top 100, and then you'll be ready to rock then in January again. So I said the game is coming around. I've played a lot of good golf in the fall in the past, so, you know, hopefully do the same thing again and get myself kind of going in the right direction.
So Seamus Power out around lunchtime. The leader, incidentally, is England's Daniel Brown, 3 under after 5 holes, 1 clear of Austria's Bernd Wiesberger, who's on 2 under. McIlroy in the group tied for 3rd on 1 under, and Lowry and Harrington all on level par early in their rounds.
Thanks, Greg. Enjoy your bacon bap. Yannick Sinner encountered little difficulty as he coasted into the US Open semi-finals with a straight sets win over his fellow Italian Lorenzo Musetti. Tomorrow's semi-finals will see Sinner up against Félix Auger-Aliassime and Novak Djokovic facing Carlos Alcaraz. In the women's singles, Naomi Osaka overcame Karolina Mukova 6-4, 7-6 to reach the women's singles semi-final, where she'll play Amanda Anisimova. French cyclist Océane Gorgin sprinted to victory on the opening stage of Rosnamon into Freshford. She'll wear the leader's magenta jersey as today's stage takes the riders on a 104-kilometre journey from Kilkenny City to Gorey. Meanwhile, the technical director of La Vuelta has urged the Israel Premier Tech team to withdraw from the race after hundreds of pro-Palestine protesters disrupted yesterday's stage, forcing organisers to cut the stage short. The Aviva Stadium is expected to be full to capacity for the Republic of Ireland's opening World Cup qualifier against Hungary on Saturday. Ireland will be hoping to reach the tournament for the first time since 2002. I presume you have your ticket ready to go.
Yeah, it is. So, this is the first really big game. And this tournament, as in the qualifying tournament, it's almost like a juvenile championship. It'll be over in 10 or 11 weeks.
It's so compact. Yeah, we'll know by Christmas whether we're going or not. Saturday night's game will be live here on RT Radio 1 on a special programme beginning at 7:30. There's always so much optimism before the campaign begins. We're going to hear from Galway man Ryan Manning, who's currently playing for Southampton, and he looks set to play a major role in this campaign.
We sort of had a tough few years with qualification campaigns, but, you know, I feel like the squad now, when you look at it, you've got, you know, 4 or 5 club captains within the squad. You know, you've got a lot of people who have a lot of caps, good experience, Premier League players, Championship players. So, you know, the squad's probably in as good a place as it has been in the last few years. So, you know, I think now is probably the time that we need to sort of step up as a group and put in the performances to qualify and get to a tournament.
That's right. Ryan Manning there, and FIFA has confirmed that it's going to employ dynamic pricing for tickets for the World Cup next year. That system drew a lot of complaints from fans trying to get Oasis tickets recently, but it seems to be common practice in the US and Canada, and FIFA couldn't pass up the additional revenue that would be generated.
To be fair though, when they did it for the FIFA Club World Cup as well, but it meant that a lot of the tickets ended up being $10, $20 because they couldn't clear a lot of the tickets. So a lot of students bought tickets to a lot of, that's why you saw them being quite full. It was people bought them last minute for next to nothing.
That's the other side of it. Yeah, it can work both ways. Meanwhile, the Republic of Ireland under-21s and their coach Jim Crawford begin their European Championship qualifying campaign today, away to Moldova. Kickoff is at 5 o'clock. Live coverage of that game on the RTE News channel. The Monaghan County Board has moved quickly to replace Andy Moran in their football management team. They've drafted in the former Meath and Antrim manager Andy McEntee. He'll find out this weekend if he'll have Dr McKenna Cup matches to prepare his team. Central Council of the GAA is due to make a decision on Saturday on whether to restore the pre-season competitions. And finally, the focus on racing today is on County Meath for the annual meeting along the beach at Laytown, an event that goes all the way back to 1868, and the first race will be at 4:30.
It's a real sign of autumn, isn't it? The Laytown races. All right, Porrick, thank you for that.